down there. It's pretty good work to Paz. He has a snap. Oh! There's the goal of the day and maybe of the round right there.
He's handballed to Pavlich. They have to keep going. Pavlich snaps and puts it through anyway.
Pavlich near the boundary in the pocket. Can he centre it? Or can he kick it?
Goal!
Oh! The goals of the year! You can stand and take a bow. Matthew Pavlich, the former skipper, has created a little miracle at Domain in Derby 43.
Let's speak to the former Fremantle coach and Chris Connolly. Chris, thanks for joining us here on 6PR.
Pleasure for you, Peter.
Lovely to catch up with you again. I know you've been very busy in media circles and other footy circles. How's life treating you?
Yeah, very good, very good. Just got back from Bali, 2 weeks there. A lot of Perth people over in Bali. It's a wonderful place, and I think the Western Australians worked it out before anyone did.
Chris, we've all been talking about Matthew Pavlich's big milestone, an enormous milestone in the realms of modern-day football. 350 games he notches up tomorrow at Domain Stadium against the Sydney Swans, and of course, you'd be one of his biggest fans.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the test of time, he'll be seen as an absolute champion. There's no question about that. I think there's 18 teams and one Premiership Cup, and if you're going to judge someone's career just on that, I'll tell you what Matthew Pavlich did, more than all the players that run through your mind when you think of champions. I think Matthew Pavlich actually saved, or was the prime person who saved, the Fremantle Football Club back in 2002. We were $8 million in debt. We had all sorts of issues. It wasn't from a lack of trying. It was just how the environment was. You know, Damien Drum, when he'd been moved on, I mean, Jesus Christ himself couldn't have got that team up into a final. But they were committed guys, tried their guts out, and it was really Matthew and Peter Bell I put in the same vein, that because you've got to perform on the field, Peter, and it was those two who led the charge, and we won enough games to keep the Wolves from the door, and, you know, if you can mount an argument, he saved the Fremantle Football Club.
He saved it in 2002, and in your time, there was speculation, I think, about 2005, where there were inklings that he may want to return back to South Australia, maybe play for one of the South Australian clubs, and there was a pretty juicy carrot of around $2.5 million dangled out in front of him for a three-year deal. Did you ever fear that he may go back?
It wasn't a fear, it was more a reality. I was more confident than not. What I did know about Matthew is as close to his mum and dad as any footballer I've ever coached. It wouldn't have only been Adelaide or Port Adelaide. There would have been offers from all over the country. He could do it all. And, you know, Western Australia is the most isolated city in the world. So there was a few things not going in our favour, but fortunately there was a lot more positives. The people of Western Australia, the people in and around the football club, I think the kind of future that was painted to him to give him some type of chance to not only save the club, but set it up for the great dynasty it's going to have forever and a day. I mean, they're building the best facilities in the AFL now. I mean, that's just an incredible situation. They made a grand final. Unfortunately, I was in an island, Santorini in Greece, listening to the game. I think it was about 9:30 in the morning. And, you know, those early goals missed, kind of didn't play their part in winning the premiership. I think Hawthorn had a significant home ground advantage. People underestimate that. Nearly got over the line, but at the end of the day, history will show, and hopefully a big statue at the front of the new facilities, that Matthew Pavlich is one of the greatest players to ever pull on a football boot.
Interesting what you said. In fact, I was in Santorini about 3 weeks ago, took some leave. I didn't actually go onto the app to listen to the AFL football. There was too much happening on the island. What a great spot. Chris, in your time at Fremantle, and I know Matthew Pavlich has not only been spoken about his ability and what he's been able to do for Fremantle, but his loyalty to the club, but when you went there, you played him in defence in his third season and in your first season, and people thought that a bit puzzling.
Well, we had a lot of competitors, like fierce competitors, but we just had a critical mass of average kicks in the back six. We really needed a great kick of the football more than anything down there, and sometimes you'd rotate a seven-man defence and free up an extra player. And, you know, we put Matthew into that role. So he'd have to defend the best forwards in the competition, but we kind of used him as a quarterback to get the ball in his hands. He could kick over any type of presses and certainly hit his target more than not. And, you know, if he had played fullback for the rest of his career, he would have been the greatest fullback ever to play, I'm sure. then we moved him into the midfield. It was really Adam Larkin, my conditioning coach, that said, look, Matthew has phenomenal running ability. He's a gifted runner in terms of change of speed and endurance. And we moved him into the midfield. And in the midfield, he'd slip behind the ball. If we had momentum, he'd go in front of the ball. It would really put him where the game was. He was our best player. Although Peter Ballon, you know, was pretty much on a par, to be honest. I thought they were the two superstars of the team. And eventually, because we tried to manufacture different key forwards, but at the end of the day, he was the best option. We were able to build our kind of depth in the midfield. And he became the great full forward. So he's been an All-Australian in every position on the field. I'm not sure anyone else has ever done that. And, you know, if we had three or four Matthew Pavliches, I'm sure Fremantle have a few premiership caps in the bank.
Yeah, interesting. Six-time All-Australian, I think, in five different positions. You also said, for the record, that had he played with one of the power clubs, say, in Victoria, who knows where his name would sit in relation to all-time greats of the AFL/VFL.
Yeah, well, there's two things I'd like to say about that. The first thing is it's not a truly national game. It's a Victorian game that's extended. And, you know, the Eagles are in the competition for 30 years and they've finally changed this draw rule at the grand final. I mean, what a disadvantage to have a draw grand final day. Eagles go back to Perth and come back again. I mean, it took 30 years for that one to change. And until we make the game truly national, I'm afraid the spotlight of what you're saying in terms of the lesser respect to Western Australian player, that's across the board. So you can roll Ben Cousins and all those top, Peter Matera. They've not got the standing that some Victorians see in their own Victorian players. There's no question about that. So that's just how it is. But I think as time unfolds, you see the record. He's played 350 games as a key position player. I mean, it's just incredible what he's achieved. And I think, you know, as we become smarter in the way we look at our champions, you know, I think Matthew will be recognised. And I'll say this to you, Peter. I can't see why Matthew Pavlich can't be elevated. He'll get the Hall of Fame, we know that. But why can't he be elevated as a legend of the game because he saved the Fremantle Football Club? $8 million in debt, Peter, that's like $20 million today. Mm. That's like your major sponsors paying off the interest on the debt you got. I mean, we're in all sorts of trouble. And you go back to that list, we had a lot of injuries, we had a very young list, and he stood up to become an All-Australian and gave us enough wins to keep the Wolves from the door. Then the next season we made the finals, and he, as he rolled into the midfield, I mean, he's had a more significant... People look through this lens of premierships. I'm looking through this lens of him being a saviour of the club. That's the challenges that confronted him. We had no money. We were compromised in it. I remember Steve Nick, he was our defensive coach, media... list manager and football manager. He had four roles. There's probably six guys doing those jobs today, and we were always a bit compromised on that front. But the people working hard around the club were somehow able to convince Matthew that, you know, it's going to be a special place to be.
Yeah, very interesting listening, Chris, with what you're saying. Can I, and we can talk about Matthew Pavlich for ages, and we've only got a window here, but when you were coaching Fremantle, they reckon there's one game that sort of sticks out regarding Matthew Pavlich. It was round 19, 2003 at the MCG against North Melbourne. Now, you needed to win that game to maybe lock away a first finals appearance. Now, you're four goals down at one stage in the third term, and then the Pav sort of turned it on for you.
Yeah, he did, and I think it was Troy Longmuir kicked the winning goal. We won by a point at the MCG against North Melbourne, who are a very good team. But, you know, that happened. I mean, 350 games, he's probably... See, Matthew Pavlich was the type of player, you'd come in at three-quarter time. He mightn't have a great last quarter compared to some others, but it's the confidence he instilled in his teammates that allowed them to deliver in those vital moments. You know, so the great players not only, you know, do it on the ground and come follow me, they inspire the other players to do it, or they instill enough confidence in the other players to do it. Time and I'll tell you two things about Matthew Pavlich. The first thing that stands him apart from most is his durability. I mean, he never, you know, I mean, in recent times he's been rested, but up till then he never missed a game. I mean, he's played, I think, over 100 games more than Jonathan Brown. Mm. I mean, durability has to be a fundamental because you get to deliver more, or fundamental in how you judge a great player. The other thing I'll say is that early on, Matthew's shoulder kept popping out. 2002, never whinge, never moan. In fact, he never whinges or moans about anything. He just goes out and does things to the best of his ability. People used to see him as a big guy, a little bit apprehensive, didn't go around knocking guys out like Dermot Barrett. He played with pain all the time, and in big games, always delivered. Always delivered.
Chris, it's been a pleasure having a chat to you. As I said, it's a big moment for everybody involved in WA football tomorrow. Can I just say, we were a little disappointed by the comments when they had Mark Robinson interview Matthew Pavlich on AFL 360 during the week, when he challenged Matthew Pavlich, saying that it's sad to see champions play the way they're playing at the moment, even though we feel that Matthew Pavlich, under the circumstances, again, has held his head up high for the Fremantle Dockers in his final season of AFL. Has there been any reaction to those comments made by Mark Robinson in Melbourne this week?
He's a journalist. He's in the media. There's no accountability. He just moves on to the next crazy statement. Don't worry. I'm in the media now. There's a lot less accountability in the media than when you're actually coaching and playing on the field. Look, Robbo's made a mistake. I believe he could have played on, Matthew. I was pushing on Footy WA to roll him back to the back line, playing full back. Look, I didn't know how healthy his body was, but I could see what he was doing on the field, playing centre-half forward. Is anyone? That's the most difficult position on the ground to play. And can I finish, Peter, by saying this? If you haven't seen Matthew Pavlich play, you've got to get to a game before the season ends. So you can tell your grandchildren, you know, your relatives, when you're older, that you did see the great Matthew Pavlich play.
And as we leave you, one word that you would describe Matthew Pavlich. I know there's many words, but if there's one word that crystallises Matthew Pavlich in your mind, what is it?
Well, I was asked this question and I said champion, but the more I've thought about it, you've got to take him into the legend status. He should be seen as a legend of the game. He saved the Fremantle Football Club.
Chris Connolly, it's been a pleasure. Lovely to talk to you again, and hopefully we cross paths again before not too long.
Thanks, Pete.